Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Got a little bonus segment here that we're going to do for you. This is the time of year when all the farm markets are just ripping with a variety of vegetables that are coming out of the fields. It's one of my absolute favorite times of year.
Gosh.
And I don't even know where to start. Yeah,
tomatoes, man. Just right. Eat as many as you can. I'm one of these guys who gorges on what's fresh.
Right.
And and in the winter, you know, you bang the oranges from Florida.
Yeah.
This time of year, man, just eat as many tomatoes as you can because before not too long, they're going to suck again.
Grab one of those big beefsteak tomatoes, slice it in half, set it on the grill with the slice side down for about 2 minutes just to get a little bit of grill marks on that baby. Then flip it over and just put a little bit of grated Parmesan cheese. And if you've got some Old World Olive Company traditional balsamic, and you sprinkle a little of that on that onion, close the lid, let the cheese get a little bit gooey. You pull that off. Super simple side dish.
You could do that with mozzarella, too, and just do like a hot caprese.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, just fabulous, but simple little deal.
You know, you're a big squash guy, and I know you like doing the acorn and all that. You've grilled pumpkin before.
Sure.
I like peppers, and I think it's sometimes a little overlooked how great certain types of peppers can be if you put them over a nice low flame and just get different characteristics, because pepper is actually a really complex vegetable. And you know, I've talked in the past and we joke about the capsicum, the chemical in there, and all the nutrients and the things in that fiber, you know, that you want to take out for the heat or whatever, but they actually change the flavor completely. And they're big on this in Mexico. They have several ways of roasting. You get chipotle if you bake them. You get another name for it. If you just roll a jalapeno across a hot skillet, it does something completely different, and it actually tastes different. It sweetens it up. So I think peppers like that on the grill, no matter if they're a hot or a sweet, doesn't matter. That's a really cool way to two things. Number one, make your meal look more appetizing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a proven fact that you you eat healthier if you have an appealing looking dish. And the other thing is, it gives you a variety. And we are creatures of habit, and I'm really guilty of doing the same old thing all the time.
Well, like, you got a go-to. Everybody's got their go-to recipes.
I love
right?
chili dogs.
Right.
I buy Skyline chili or Hormel if I want a Cincinnati style with this. I mean, I could eat chili dogs at least once a week.
Right. Yeah.
I just love them.
And the other thing that's this big this time of year is sweet corn. There's a lot of different ways to do it. You can grill it with a Hassan, soak it in water, do whatever.
Yep.
One of the fun and easy ways, if you're feeding a lot of people, is cooler corn.
Yeah.
Is you just put the layers of that sweet corn right in the husk.
And we're almost done with it.
Right. And then you pour boiling water in there and shut the lid, and it'll cook itself 15, 20 minutes to be done. But you can leave it in there up to an hour, and you aren't going to hurt it at all. You pull it out. Be a little careful because they're hot. Pull them out of there with tongs and then peel them back, and you'll see the steam come off.
And look at that new cooler. You just got that giant igloo.
Right, 150-quart deal.
Oh, man.
You know, it said it held 244 cans of beverage. I'm like, you couldn't lift it.
No
kidding. If it had that in there. But
hey, don't forget to check us out on thegrillingguys.com. Stay in touch with GIBBQ. I'm getting some help right now from David Webb from the David Webb Show on Sirius Patriot 125. We're getting a little forward motion again. So keep up with it. If you have friends who want to donate, go to GIBBQ.com. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. Have a great week.